Title: Saturate a Reese Patch with Jungle Swing in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build a classic rolling jungle Reese in Ableton Live 12, then make it actually feel like it belongs inside Breakbeats. The goal is two things: 1, get that nasty, harmonically rich mid-range growl from saturation, and 2, get the swing and micro timing so the bass rolls with the break instead of sounding like a straight grid EDM bassline pasted underneath. We're staying stock with Ableton devices, and we'll keep it beginner-friendly, but I'm going to coach you through the why as we go so you can repeat this on any track. First, project setup. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. That's a sweet spot for jungle and drum and bass, and it'll make the groove decisions feel obvious. Now make three tracks. One MIDI track called Bass, Reese. A second MIDI track called SUB, optional but honestly recommended. And an audio track called Drums, Break. Quick teacher note. Separating the sub is one of the biggest level-up moves you can do early on, because we're going to saturate the Reese pretty hard, and if you saturate the sub by accident, you lose headroom, you lose punch, and your mix gets blurry fast. Now let's load a break on the drums. Break track. Drop in an Amen-style break, a think break, whatever you have. Make sure warp is on. Before we do anything else, groove the break first. Click the clip and check warp mode. If it's a crispy chopped break, try Beats mode and set Preserve to Transients. That usually keeps the punch. If Beats mode is doing something weird or smeary to the whole loop, you can try Complex or Complex Pro, but be aware that can soften transients. For jungle, we usually want transients to stay sharp. Also, make sure the start marker is correct. Set it so the first Reval downbeat hits at 1.1.1. Then listen for flamming between kick and snare hits. If it's flamming, fix the warp markers now. If the break isn't solid, the bass will never feel right, no matter how much swing you add. Cool. Now, the Reese patch. On bass, Reese, we're going to use operator because it's fast and clean. Load operator. Set oscillator to a saw wave, like saw D or just saw, and keep its level around 0 dB. Turn on oscillator B, set it to the same saw, and set its level around minus 6 dB. Now detune. Keep osc B at the same octave, so course is basically 1.00. And then fine-tune osc B up about 8 to 15 cents. Start at plus 12 cents. Already, you should hear that Reese hollow beating effect. That beating is the whole vibe. It's the movement inside the tone without doing anything rhythmic yet. Now add subtle drift so it feels alive. Go to the LFO and operator. Assign it to osc B fine-tuning, or pitch if you need to keep it simple. Set the rate super slow, like 0.10 to 0.30 Hz, and keep the amount tiny. Here's the rule. If you can clearly hear the pitch wobbling, it's too much. We want alive, not seasick. Now let's write a bassline. Make a MIDI clip on the Reese track. Start with a one-bar loop. We're going to do a classic rolling rhythm that gives the break room, but still pushes forward. What hits on beat 1, then 1 and, then beat 2, then 2a, then 3 and, then beat 4. Keep most notes short, like a 1/16 to 1/8, and maybe choose one note to hold slightly longer so it hangs and fills the pocket. Pick wise, let's use F minor as a simple DNB friendly key. Your main bass note can be F1, and you can move to AB1 or EB1 for variation. Try to keep the Reese mostly around F1 to F2. If you go too low, it turns into sub and mud. If you go too high, it loses that chesty weight. Now we're going to get the swing happening. Open the groove pool in Live. On the left, find grooves. Drag in something like swing 16-55 or swing 16-57. Apply that groove to your break first, if you want, but the big move is applying it to the bass clip so it follows the break's feel. So drag the same groove onto the Reese MIDI clip. In the groove pool settings, set timing somewhere between 40 and 70%. Start at 55. Set velocity low, like 0 to 20%. Start low because we'll handle dynamics ourselves. Random at 0 to 5%, tiny. Jungle is human, but it's not drunk. Now listen, what you're listening for is, the bass should feel like it's leaning into the break, not tripping over itself. Coach note, groove amount is seasoning, not a switch. If it starts lurching, do a sanity test. Put timing to 0 so it's straight, then slowly bring it up until it feels like the bass is getting pulled by the drums. A lot of jungle swing is subtle because the break itself is already doing the heavy lifting. Once it feels good, you can hit commit if you want. Committing is great for beginners because you can actually see what moved, and then you can manually correct just the important notes. And here's a really important DNB timing tip. Don't swing everything equally. Downbeats like beat 1 should usually be pretty tight. Let the swing show up on the offbeats and the ghost notes. That's where the shuffle lives. Now let's make the Reese talk with a filter envelope. Add auto filter after operator. Set it to a low pass 24 dB filter. Set cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz to start. Resonance around 10 to 25%. Turn on the filter envelope and auto filter. Set amount around plus 10 to plus 30. Attack almost instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 80 to 180 milliseconds. Sustain low, like 0 to 20%. Play your pattern and adjust cutoff and envelope amount. You want each note to have a little wah or womp at the front, but still feel like a rolling bass, not a dubstep wobble. Now we saturate. This is the big tone step, but we're going to do it in a way that protects the sub. After auto filter, add an audio effect rack. Create two chains. Name one LOW clean. Name the other MID dirty. On the LOW clean chain, add EQ8. Set a low pass around 120 Hz. Keep it gentle at first. If you need a steeper slope, you can do that later. Optional. Add a compressor after that. Ratio 2:1. Attack around 20 to 30 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is just to steady the low end, not smash it. Also, add utility on the LOW chain and set width to 0%. Mono sub. Always. This keeps your low end consistent on club systems and stops the Reese stereo from messing with your punch. Now the MID dirty chain. Add EQ8 and high pass around 120 Hz, matching your crossover point. Try to match the LOW chain cutoff and the MID chain high pass so the split isn't weird and blurry. Now add saturator. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Start with drive at 5 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then pull down the output so the level matches when you bypass it. That's not optional. Match loudness. If you don't match loudness, you'll think it sounds better just because it's louder. After saturator, add pedal. Set it to overdrive. Drive around 10 to 25%. Then adjust tone. For jungle, I usually keep it slightly darker, because bright distortion can turn into fizzy chaos really fast. Then add another auto filter after distortion as a tone shaper. Try a low pass 12 dB, somewhere around 3 to 8kHz, just to tame that top end fizz. Now blend the two chains. Bring up the MID dirty until you get that bark and growl, but the sub still feels stable and solid. If you want an extra pro move, go into saturator and enable color, then use it subtly. The point is to focus the growl, not blanket the whole sound in distortion. Next, glue it together. After the rack, add glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1, soft clip on. Only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is just to make the low and mid feel like one instrument again. Now we lock the bass to the break using sidechain. On the bass track, add a compressor after the glue, or after the rack if you prefer. Turn on sidechain. Choose the input, ideally your kick. If your break is one loop, you can sidechain from the drum track, but kick input is cleaner if you have it separated. Set attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 140 milliseconds. Ratio 4:1. Lower the threshold until you get about 2 to 5 dB of ducking. Listen carefully to the feel. If the bass feels late or sluggish, shorten the release. If it feels too pumpy and obvious, lengthen the release slightly and reduce the threshold. Now, a quick pocket coaching trick. Micro timing isn't just note starts, it's also note ends. At 170 BPM, note length changes the groove dramatically. If the bass is smearing over the snare, shorten the notes that happen right before beat 2 and beat 4. If the groove feels empty, choose one note and lengthen it so it hangs into the next offbeat. That can make the whole line feel more connected without adding notes. Also, check mono early so you don't get surprised later. Put utility at the end of your bass chain and hit mono occasionally. If the low end vanishes, reduce unison. Reduce stereo width in the mid chain, or make sure your sub is truly mono and clean. Now let's make it arrangement ready. Take your 1 bar idea and expand it into 8 or 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4. Keep it simpler. Filter a bit more closed. Bars 5 to 8. Open the filter slightly. Maybe add 1 to 2 dB more drive on the MID chain, and add a couple ghost notes. This is where the swing really shows. Bars 9 to 12. Do a variation. A classic move is dropping the bass for half a bar right before the section hits, then slam it back in. Also try a tiny pitch walk like Eb up to F. Bars 13 to 16. Return heavier. Maybe shorten the filter envelope decay so it's snappier, and add just a touch more movement like subtle chorus ensemble. Very low mix, slow rate. Motion, not wobble. Automation to focus on. Filter cutoff. saturator drive, and the rack chain volumes for clean versus dirty blend. Small moves are everything. Jungle doesn't need massive automation to feel alive. Now, common mistakes to avoid, quick and practical. If your sub is distorted and unstable, you're saturating too low. Keep everything under about 120 Hz mostly clean. If the swing makes the bass sound sloppy, reduce the groove timing, or commit the groove and manually pull your beat one note back to the grid. If the low end is messy, you probably use too much unison or detune. Keep it modest, and lean on saturation for thickness instead of stacking voices. If the bass fights the break transients, shorten bass notes a bit and lean on sidechain. If it's harsh and fizzy, low pass earlier, like 6 to 10 kHz, and consider a small EQ dip around 3 to 5 kHz if it's biting. Let's do a quick mini practice routine to lock this in. Set your groove to swing 16-57 and set timing to 60%. Commit the groove. Now manually fix only two notes. Pull the note on beat one tighter to the grid and leave one offbeat ghost note swung. Then build the LOW/MID rack and blend until the sub is stable and the mids bark. Do a quick 8-bar render and listen at low volume. Low volume is a cheat code for balance. If the bass disappears, boost a bit around 800 Hz in the MID chain. If it's abrasive, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz.